been caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
Good morning. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Ben Scola Morning News. Good to have you with us today. Joining me here in studio, I have Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons. Sheriff, Happy New Year. Welcome back, sir. Is this mic on? Hold on. There you go. Right one. Yeah. All right. How about now?
You know what they were getting on to me because of this mic or before we come on the air, and then y'all messed it up.
Don't put me in this group. I didn't push the wrong button.
That's what you get. Yeah.
John, you had one job.
Oh, he has more than one job.
I know. So without using the word that starts with a Q, let's just say that over the last week, things have been safe.
We had a safe holiday. And really, when we look at the statistics, we had a relatively safe 2025.
Okay. Well, let's talk about that in a second. First thing, New Year's, no problems, no big incidents. Typically when you come in here, we've got minimum two or three kind of, major news incidents involving the sheriff's office. This week, there just has not been. And I take it. That makes me excited. So, but nothing for New Year's, anything?
No, we were talking yesterday. We had a couple of disturbances, but nothing out of the ordinary. Nothing you would expect on a New Year's Eve. The hope there is that people heeded our cautions.
Good.
And were very careful with regards to fireworks and regards to drinking and driving and that sort of thing.
They heeded your conversation and they avoided heated conversations?
Yeah. See, this is why we can't have nice things.
This is why the listeners pay the big bucks for this free service on the radio.
All over town, people are rolling their eyes at you, which they do a lot, by the way.
I believe it.
I can tell them when I'm on the way over here.
Yes, that's whenever, if I make a bad joke on the radio and just look at your neighbors, you'll find out everybody who's listening, because they're all rolling their eyes too. Did you hear what he said? I can imagine people on Three Mile Bridge gesturing. Did you hear that?
Yeah, but it's no fun if you don't get a couple of good eye rolls.
Yeah, no, that's true.
We're getting back serious to business.
I love how now you're orchestrating the show. I love it. Go on. Get back on track. Producer Chip.
I'm de-escalating this nonsense.
Oh, nice.
No, the weekend in the holiday season, kind of weird because the holiday, Christmas and New Year's was on a Thursday.
So yeah, it was an odd
day
one
to recover,
sure.
Then back in the weekend, and now we're back to normal. So,
but 2025, I mean, good results overall?
Well,
relatively safe year compared to some of the norms?
Well, what you're looking for is trending downward, right?
Yep,
and
right.
I think that's taking place nationally. And certainly here in Escambia County, we had like a 40% reduction in homicides, which is the number one thing that people ask.
Right.
Some of that is luck. If there were an individual getting shot, sometimes, unfortunately, they don't survive, and sometimes they do survive. So some of that is an element of luck. But I do think that there are...
In a county of 330,000 people, what's a year for homicides?
We usually have around
40,
30,
30? Okay.
35.
Okay, so that's one in 10,000. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's incredibly rare, but of course, for those people, it's pretty awful, and for their families.
Well, and to go into it, I mean, those numbers are set. Obviously, we know that. So we had 18 homicides, and we typically have 30 to 35.
Yeah, so that's a really better...
Like a 40%, a little bit more than 40% reduction in that homicide number. So why I have to look a little deeper, give me the numbers for the violent crimes, all violent crimes.
Right.
Because, luck doesn't play as much of a role in that sort of thing. And we're down around 15%, 13 to 15% in all violent crimes. Again, that sample size is much larger. So
right.
you can pick a little bit more from those numbers.
And is that a one-year trend, a multi-year trend? What are you seeing?
That's year to year. But okay. Obviously, you got to look at 2 years. And
right.
There's been a change in what we call NIBRS, the National Incident Review Reporting System, and also the state one. So you have to kind of look at 1 and 2 years. And so it is a trend downward on both those homicide numbers from where we were 2 years ago and certainly from last year as well. But we can't go too much farther because they changed the reporting system and it's difficult. You can't, is it apples to oranges?
We went to Florida standards instead of, we changed the metric and so it's hard to
compare. Yeah. And these crimes are now in this system and that system. So you have to look at, again, apples to apples. So we'll look at last year, the report is going to show that 25 was a good year. And obviously even compared to 24, we're trending lower.
Do you have any knowledge about how that is true for us and then true for like neighboring counties, Baldwin, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and across the state? Are we part of a larger trend? Are we unique going down? You know, kind of, do you even know? I mean, you may not even know.
The last that I've heard was that everyone seems to be trending down. You're probably going to have some outliers where population's really gaining and things are changing. You know, there's some neighborhoods, there are cities, municipalities, there are counties that are changing the way they their future, basically, because of population increases and businesses. And, you know, if you get a large apartment complex moving into your jurisdiction, you're going to have, on average, more calls for service. It may not be violent crime, but they may be disturbances. They may be nuisance crimes or crimes against society is what they're termed now.
Yeah, I mean, people with less wealth living in much closer proximity to each other will provide incidents.
If you have a college in your area, you're going to have more of certain crimes. These things happen, and as we continue to gain population, we also our hope is that our two colleges, we have three major colleges here in Escambia County, Pensacola State College and PCC and UWF. I think that they continue to want to bring more students in.
Yeah,
and by average, you're going to have a few more of those things. So. We'll take it. We're going to take the downward trend. I do believe that the state of Florida is trending downward. I think nationally things are trending downward. And again, we're going to take that. I don't know if that's people are aging out of the criminal business, or if it's technology, or if it's
So, I mean, do you have an explanation for the decline? Is it, you know, I mean, as you say, criminals are aging out. Is it, kids are online instead of out and about causing trouble? You know, there's less personal interactions because of social media. I mean, you tell me, what do you think?
I think it's a little bit of all of that. I think when you look at it, I think you can't discount the fact that that there's some changes that have taken place. There's technology, there's license plate readers, there's cameras, there's surveillance cameras. There's a lot of things that I think are playing into it. And I say that because we know that because some of the bad guys that we arrest and some of the information that we get are that, they can read your tag. So you have to do things differently. And we're pursuing stolen cars, as you guys are aware of.
Right.
So we can't do what we did before. They would steal a car, hide it, and then they go do a drive-by shooting. So they're changing a little bit. I'm not saying that doesn't happen at all, because people do things in a sense of urgency. But I think that if you look at those types of things, it's changing their behavior. There's a reason why we don't have as many bank robberies as we used to. Video cameras and bait money and all that sort of thing. I think that there's a greater chance of them getting caught. And so people don't rob as many banks as they used to. People, quite frankly, don't rob as many convenience stores as they used to. There's been some changes. And again, the way the money is stored. They don't have as much money in their thing. Mm-hmm. So I think that you can make some changes that will ultimately impact the level of crime.
I mean, my theory about having a locked car door or even a club, when I used to put a club on my car, was always, I know that won't stop a determined thief, but it will stop the casual thief who's looking for the easy access score. And if enough people are stopping the casual, they just make it, there's more friction involved in the endeavor, and it makes it harder for them to do the thing. And so they either do it differently or do it less or whatever. I do want to ask you, though, what is bait money?
Well, you know, whenever you used to be that when you would say, hey, give me all your money, and you'd give them a certain amount of money, and then when you pull it from that particular piece of the drawer, then it activates an alarm. Or it'll die, pack will go off whenever you open it up. Or there has been, I'm not telling any secrets, people should already know this, there are some money that in the middle of it, there's a tracker.
Okay.
And we were able to kind of track these. These things all really took place the last 20 or so, 25 years or so. And I think that all those things have made, I mean, if you're a real bank robber, then you know these things. You understand that you can't do what
they ever use fake money in the stack, you know, like give them movie money instead, and then that would be something you could sort of track sort of by use.
I would be surprised if the banks had a certain amount of movie money in their drawer.
It would seem like a kind of thing that they wouldn't want to have for the fear that it would get mingled in or something. But
yeah, exactly. You get the wrong money and they're giving.
I don't know, I'm just thinking out loud. I'm not a professional banker. Yeah. I don't know, but
nor am I. And so I would not think that that's something that they've. I'm not aware of that tactic.
But in any case, the point is there's strategies that are used by the banks, and I had not heard that term before, bait money. So I. That's why I asked. So
well, and what you'll see in some of the older 70s movies is they'll come in there and they'll rob a bank and, you know, Dog Day Afternoon or whatever they do, and then it's like, don't give me that bait money.
Oh, because I got you.
Activate an alarm based on where it was in the drawer, or it is something that will blow up in their face.
What plans do you have for the year? What are you looking to do differently this year?
Well, you know, I'm not the kind of guy that will say, okay, command staff, give me your five goals and objectives and how you're going to do them and all that stuff. Because it's been my experience that people, and it's just my experience, though. It's not necessarily what you'll probably hear in a lecture or a series of lectures.
Win by not setting goals with Chip Simmons.
Yeah. Goals are for losers. That's not necessarily what I'm saying.
You could start a whole anti-movement.
Well, why don't we just look at what we're doing, and if it's not working, let's not do that anymore. And if it is working, let's find a way to continue to make it better. So, and that's where I've always been. Because if you tell a group of people to make a goal, they're going to make a goal that they can achieve. Mm-hmm. And if you really look at things, I think the sky's the limit in my scenario, where just because you think we're good, can't we be excellent? Let's strive for excellence in everything that we do. And that's what we can do. Oh. Every day we can do it that way. We don't have to say we've achieved that goal in March, so we're good for the rest of the year. No, let's continue to get better throughout the year.
How much of your changes that you make at the department or improvements are led by just the individual officer who's out there driving around, meeting people and talking to them, and sees something you guys can do better? Because my opinion is always that, you know, if you own a factory, the best way to learn how to run the factory better is to go talk to the guy who builds the widget.
Is the person doing the work.
Yeah, talk to them, because so much of the time the people at the top think they know better, and then they wind up imposing, something that makes it worse on the people who actually have to do the job. And I know you don't do that. That's why I'm asking, how much of your, you know, how much freedom do your officers have to come to you or to, you know, Andy Hobbs or Tommy Leiter and say, you know, hey, this isn't working, or this would be better, this is a problem I have, you know, that kind of stuff.
We'll give you a quick example. You hire people in positions, or you elect people in positions based upon their experience, because you trust them to make some good decisions and use their experience. But to your point, you also have to understand what that impacts the worker, the Burkebees.
Right.
And so my experience has been a lot of narcotics investigations. So when we started looking at the connection between gun violence and drugs, I'm like, you know, let's increase our number of narcotics officers. So we made a big deal about it last year, about we doubled the size of our narcotics unit. We've broken records with regards to the amount of fentanyl and methamphetamine that we're seizing. And now we're starting to see, you know what, if we're seizing more drugs, we're stopping more cars for drugs, we're seizing more, taking more guns off the street.
You're pursuing stolen cars to prevent drive-bys.
All these things are kind of connected. So my point in saying all that is I used my experience as the value in which I know how to investigate a drug crime. And then I talk to the people that are doing the work and say, because things do change, and say, what if we did this? Imagine if we're doing great with this, can we double it? And will the rewards, you know, is it something that's scalable? And I think that those have proven to be fruitful in the last year. So we're going to continue. That's the thing we're going to look at. Do we, you know, I can't continue to double the size of this. I still have to concentrate on answering calls for service, which is what we're going to do this year. The Board of County Commissioners has approved 8 more deputy positions in October. Now we're working on getting them on the street so that when someone calls 911, we'll have a deputy closer.
I failed to ask you at the right time in this interview, but we were talking about the bank robbery and all that kind of stuff. Did you guys handle the armored car money blowing out into the street on Fairfield at the Wells Fargo?
Handling it is strong. We did take a report that they did notify us. As I understand it, money blew out the back of an armored truck, and they're doing
happens all the time. Unsecured bag, money gust, you know. It doesn't seem like a common thing.
Well, you know, we're always skeptical, so we always take a look at that. But there's
must've
no
been
crime.
That bait money.
There doesn't seem to be a crime that occurred. Yeah, you and your Monopoly money. We can't. I don't believe that was the case. I think that, as I understand
money,
this is real money, and it's in the thousands.
As far as you know, nobody got prosecuted for pocketing any?
Well, no. There were some people. There were some good Samaritans that actually returned the money. Mm-hmm. And my hope is that all the money was returned. I don't know, because I think they're still doing some internal checks on how much money was supposed to be in a bag and how much is returned. So I think that's we did do a report. But, again, there does not appear to be any criminal intent at this point. But we are working with the company itself to figure out what their claim is going to be.
All right, very good. Any final thoughts for us? Anything you want people to do other than, you know, drive safely in the street clouds that are still there in the tree-lined areas where it hasn't burned off yet, the fog this morning?
That's obviously important. I think you'll read in the news a lot of traffic accidents, and we want people to obviously slow down, and we encourage them to drive safer. Other than that, Escambia County has never been as safe as they are now. And we have never been as capable as we are today. So we're going to continue to do better, and work harder.
Very good. Sheriff Chip Simmons, as always, thank you for what you do. Leading the community, thanks for, you know, being with us all the time, giving us good information, enduring my bad jokes. I always appreciate that.
You bet. Y'all take care.